Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're jumping into something pretty specific, but really powerful. We're talking Pinterest video pins, especially how they're like a secret weapon for local businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And for this, we're leaning heavily on insights from the marketing tutors. They really know their stuff when it comes to helping local specialists, web designers, that sort of thing. Our mission today, basically pull out the absolute key benefits for you, quick and clear.
Right. And we'll keep it simple. Like, imagine we're explaining this to a third grader, but, you know, with the strategic angle still there. We want you to see why it works without getting lost in jargon. Okay, so let's start right there. What are these things? Pinterest video pins. Think really short videos, like super short, usually 1 to 15 seconds. And they're vertical, you know, made to look good on your phone.
Mm-hmm. And two things really stand out from what the marketing tutor emphasizes. First, they just start playing, autoplay. As you scroll, boom, there it is. And second, crucially, they have buttons you can actually click, like right there.
Clickable videos, okay.
Yeah, it takes you straight to a product page or your service list, whatever you set up. Makes it super easy to go from seeing to, well, maybe buying.
Okay, that makes sense. So why are brands, especially maybe smaller ones, finding these so useful? Is it just that video catches the eye more than a photo?
Well, that's part of it, definitely. Video just grabs attention better these days. But it's more than that. It lets you tell a tiny story, show the product being used maybe.
Ah, okay. Like showing, not just telling.
Exactly. And for a local business, the marketing tutor points out this is amazing because these pins can kind of catch fire, you know, potentially get seen by a lot of people without you needing a huge advertising budget. That's a massive plus when you're starting out or just operate locally.
Right. Reaching more people for less money. That's always good.
And it builds like loyalty over time, too. People start recognizing your style, your products.
And does it actually move the needle on sales? Because views are nice, but.
Oh, yeah. The research we looked at, again, drawing from the marketing tutor's angle, it clearly shows these videos lead to significantly higher sales, way more than static images often do. People see it, they click it, they buy it. That path is shorter.
Okay, higher sales, better brand recognition. Sounds pretty good.
Plus, these pins stick around on Pinterest for ages, so one good video can keep working for you for months.
So making a good one must be key then. What are the quick tips? We don't all have Hollywood budgets, right?
Definitely not. And you don't need one. The marketing tutor boils it down. First, yeah, quality matters, but think clear and well lit. Your phone is probably fine. Doesn't need to be fancy, just good.
Okay, good lighting, clear shot. Got it.
Second, your message needs to be like, bam, right away. First few seconds had to hook them. What's this about? Why should I care?
Get straight to the point because you only have, what, 15 seconds?
Exactly. And third, and this is maybe the most crucial bit for actually making money.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Tell people what to do.
You got it. The call to action. It has to be super clear. Click here, shop now, visit our site.
Don't make them guess.
Never. Tell them exactly what that next step is. That's what turns a viewer into potentially a customer. According to the marketing tutor, that clarity is everything.
So it's not just entertainment, it's a tool.
Precisely. A tool that helps people remember your specific brand, your local business, long after they've scrolled past. That awareness is gold.
Wow. Okay. So a really quick dive there, but it seems clear why these little videos pack such a punch for local reach and sales. Lots of good strategy distilled there.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, right, here's something to chew on. If a simple, maybe 15-second video showing what you do authentically can build real customer loyalty, what other really small, maybe overlooked, quick things could you be doing in your business right now to build that kind of deep trust with your audience? Something to consider.